Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so Democrat lie. No, there's no illegals getting health care. No, the law says, and it's very brilliant how they're doing this. They're walking around saying, well, the law says ACA, which is Obamacare, says you can't get health care for free if you're illegal. So that we would never break the law, the Democrats are saying. So we know it's not happening. Republicans are lying, they're saying. Okay. ACA, Obamacare, this is so easy to understand, does say illegals can't get health care. So for them, they would fall on the Medicaid side because all of them technically don't have income. They can't report it, right? So they get the biggest subsidies possible, and they do get health care. What has happened, and I've been explaining this for a long time, these Democrat states have been ignoring federal law and signing up illegals for healthcare. And what they're doing is very clever. It's a very clever lie they're trying to tell. What they're doing is saying, well, no, the illegals aren't, okay, well, maybe some illegals, yeah, maybe they are getting healthcare. They admitted that overnight, but it's just asylees. See, they have status, so they're not undocumented. That's the lie Jake Tapper was telling yesterday. That sounds very official. Okay, so they're not undocumented. Who's he talking about? They have status. They're not undocumented. What are you talking about? Well, what they mean is when you illegally come over the border under Joe Biden, he would give you a notice to appear for your asylum trial. Everybody who comes over the border gets a notice to and turns themselves in, gets a notice to appear because they claim asylum. They claim my government's trying to kill me. As we know, Lee, 92-93% of them, they're full of it. They're just from Guatemala. And they want to live on the backs of U.S. taxpayers. They're from El Salvador. They're from Mexico. Their government's not trying to kill them. They don't qualify for asylum, and they'll eventually be ejected. So what the Biden administration's done is said, oh, these are asylees, though. They can have, no, we'll pay. And the Democrat states have signed them all up illegally for Medicaid. And what Biden was doing and the Democrats were doing was simply paying reimbursements for their health care. So are you having the federal government direct, pay for their health care? No. Does ACA say that's wrong? Does Obamacare say that's wrong? Yes. So they just got around it by sending the money to the states, and the states would pay. So what happened in the big, beautiful bill was we cut that off. They very explicitly said, and I have the section right here for anybody that wants to read it. In the big, beautiful bill, if you are not legally here, and all these people claiming asylum, it's roughly 10 million people, under Biden anyway, there's more from before, they can't leave. They cannot. It's illegal for them to get Medicaid. The Congressional Budget Office then scored, not a friend of Republicans, then scored this and said, yes, there were 1.4 million illegals getting Medicaid before the big, beautiful bill. But as of October 1st, they're cut off. They're done. Let me read the exact words to you that the Democrats are pretending do not exist, but they do. After The big, beautiful bill passed. The Congressional Budget Office wrote, their job, they were created by Congress, is to analyze the fiscal impacts of legislation, say what it means. About 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status requirements for Medicaid enrollment, but who would be covered under current law in programs funded by the states. That, they write, is who is cut off by the big, beautiful bill. So CBO is admitting 1.4 million people who do not meet citizenship and immigration status have lost their coverage because of the big, beautiful bill. This is not hard to understand. The Democrats' amendment there, the one they want or us to pass or they'll shut down the government, reverses that. Now, 1.4 million. And they're not just individuals. Some of these people hold Medicaid for their entire families. So it might be a head of household. It looks like one person, but it's a plan. It's more than 1.4 million people, but technically that's how many like Medicaid policyholders there are. The cost of this, Lee, $185 billion a year. Real money. So I'm looking at this. I'm looking at this from the CBO. I mean, I don't know how you can deny this other than just screaming over and over again and hoping somebody will believe you. Here's a Democrat, Ro Khanna, admitting yesterday. So this is where we started. First, they blacked it out and the media pretended not to know, except, you know, not Fox News or Newsmax or anything, but the liberal media, not to know that these illegals do, in fact, get this health care. And DOGE found them. I've played that audio. This has been going on for a long time. They were pretending not to know. But then X is out there and everybody found out. So they moved out of the blackout phase and immediately into the lying phase. No illegals are getting health care. Well, that doesn't work when you hardly have an audience and everybody's on X. So now everybody knows, yeah, they're getting this. So that now we're in the phase of Ro Khanna, Democrat congressmember, admitting, well, a small number of illegals might be getting health care.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality that even the vice president would acknowledge, that anyone who looks at the numbers will acknowledge, is 90 to 95% of the funding we're talking about is talking about funding for American citizens.
Well, it's not 95%. It's actually, okay, the total number for Medicaid is $909 billion. That's what's spent. $185 billion is for illegals. Not small, Lee.
No.
Not small at all.
That's not small.
No. And the Congressional Budget Office even said, this is actually exciting, when you cut the $185 billion, premiums for everybody in Obamacare go down. Because they were free riding. Right. You understand, these illegals, they're not, they make money. You see them all the time going down a highway. They got brand new landscaping equipment, brand new trucks. Of course they do. They're working under the table, making bank, paying no taxes because they're not reporting it. And they got free everything. Got free healthcare. Got, you know, a lot of them living in hotels paid for by me and you. Trump cut off a lot of those programs. Now we're going after their healthcare. So when you cut that, the Congressional Budget Office in that same report I just read you admits, yeah, the premiums for all Americans go down because we don't have to subsidize as much.
Well, there's no longer any carrot, just stick.
No. And so here's the thing. We are getting robbed blind twice by the Democrats and the illegals. Once, we got to pay for the health care. We print a lot of money for that. And when you print money, you get inflation. When you get inflation, prices go up at the grocery store. They've never gone back down. So they robbed us that way. Then they rob you a second time because the premiums have to go up for everybody. So now you're paying, when you're paying your health care bills, when you're paying your premiums, we're paying all of that, the price goes up because they're all now connected, Medicaid the ACA system, it's all connected across the board. So when you and I pay our overinflated bill for our health care, the reason it's so high is we're paying for deadbeats. We're paying for people who don't have jobs. We're paying for poor people. And we're also paying for single moms working full time, but she just can't make it. And that's why your health care is so expensive. You can't even get health care till you pay yours and somebody else's. It's called socialism. That's how our health care works under Obamacare. So the Democrats want to put the illegals back, and they have shut the country down, shut the government down until they get what they want. But the good news is, and this is fantastic, overnight, Budget Director Russ Vought announced the mass layoffs are going to start in about 24 hours. He said it yesterday. So it'll be about 48 hours from now. They're going to wait about 24 hours, see if the shutdown's resolved, and then they're going for broke. And it looks like during a shutdown, the president gets powers transferred to him from Congress that he didn't have, they're going to try to do the DOGE cuts. So there is that. This is win, 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 win. The public gets to see, yeah, the Democrats were funding illegals. They only care about illegals. You're going to watch your parks shut down. You're going to watch people get no pay. You're going to watch all kinds of wailing and screaming because the illegals need health care, according to the Democrats. And Trump gets to do the DOGE cuts. I don't see a loss here. This is a total win. Now, the Democrats will sue. They're going to sue to try to get the illegals their health care. And they'll also sue on another track to try to stop the DOGE cuts. They're going to lose. Let them. Let them. This is what winning looks like. And I'm not used to it. Lee, I have a rash. Can you see in the video? I got a rash. I don't know how to handle this, but I will learn. I will learn.
So listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So it always goes the same way. First, the media ignores Republican claims, talking about the liberal media, that, the Democrats are trying to shut down the government in order to get free health care for illegals. They ignore it. Well, they don't have the power to black stuff out anymore like they used to. Folks, we saw this yesterday. This was incredible. All-time ratings low for CNN and MSNBC. Prime time, they're doing CNN about 587,000 people. That's it. One tweet from Elon Musk yesterday. One. 20 million. That's mind blowing. So they can't lie like they used to, but they try. And I give them credit. They never give up. They try. So first they tried to black it out, then they tried to lie. These Republicans are crazy. We're not giving illegal immigrants health care. We're not shutting down the government over illegal immigrant health care. Oh, then the actual wording that I read you in the last segment started to circulate. You could see it on my X feed. Yeah, they're trying to repeal a section of the Big Beautiful Bill that blocks illegal immigrants from getting health care at the state level. So what happens is these liberal states are signing them up. There was 1.4 million of them in violation of federal law. So they came back in a Big Beautiful Bill and explicitly stated, hey, yeah, and it really was almost more of a doubling down. Illegal immigrants, you cannot give them health care if you sign them up at the state level. You cannot write a state law saying, hey, illegals can have free federal health, paid health care, and then give it to them. That's basically what the Big Beautiful Bill does. So what the Democrats said is, we want to repeal that section of the Big Beautiful Bill so that these 1.4 million illegals and their families who are on Medicaid can continue to live off the public dole. And folks, these people really live off the dole because Half of them don't have jobs because we're living through a jobs apocalypse created by Joe Biden that has now overlapped into the Trump administration. And the other half of them do have jobs, but they don't report them. They don't pay taxes. You can't report a job if you're an illegal immigrant, especially not now with ICE running around. That's why you look at Americans who have lawn care companies and their equipment's run down. Their trucks are old. They're chugging along. These illegals, man, they got these big, brand new, beautiful trucks. Their equipment's all new. And I can't speak Spanish. They've only been here 5 minutes. But when all of your expenses are paid, I mean, you could do that. Plus the government loans that they got to buy equipment, start businesses and stuff like that. Now, all that money's been cut off. Now we're coming for the health care benefits. So yesterday, after all their lies were debunked, they went with a new lie. So we start with the blackout of the news. Then they lie. No, illegals aren't getting this. This is a lie. Now they're at, okay, well, maybe like some illegals are getting this. But it's not a lot, as Democrat Ro Khanna admitted on Fox News.
The reality is they're just not being honest. The amount of money that actually is going towards people who are undocumented is such a small portion of the Medicaid cuts or the Affordable Care Act, if at all. And so we can argue that point, but the reality
is according to the Congressional Budget Office, $185 billion of the $909 billion that we spend for Medicaid is going for illegals. That sounds small to you? It's not in a grocery store checkout line. Well, because we print that money, a lot of it, and that causes inflation, causes the price to go up. And they're cutting it. And the CBO says this will lower premiums for all Americans now that we don't have to pay for the Democrat deadbeats healthcare anymore. Democrats in a cold panic because this is the last big giveaway. And so these illegals are going to leave, and they know it. Trump is offering them a free plane ticket and $1,000 for their troubles. They can restart their life wherever they need to go. And 2 million people have already been deported. 400,000 by ICE and 1.6 million just got on a plane. They cannot let these illegals see them lose. They're going to leave, and they'll never vote Democrat. So yesterday, Jake Tapper, fake Tapper as we call him here on CNN, tried a new lie. Tried a new lie while talking to Hakeem Jeffries. I'll play it and then I'll tell you what the lie is.
But they talk about the provisions, and it's right here, subtitle E, and this has to do with the repeal of healthcare subtitle changes, and specifically what it is. How they characterize it is you want to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants.
It's a lie.
It's a lie, but what you support does bring back funding for emergency Medicaid to hospitals, some of which does pay for undocumented immigrants and people who don't have health insurance. And also there is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants, it's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that in a bill, knowing that they're going to seize right upon that and use that to message? I understand that.
Okay, did you catch it? They're non-citizens. He's admitting this. Why? They can't hide it anymore. Not with X. Not with free Facebook. I mean, it's all over Facebook. He's got to acknowledge this. But let me play the lie for you real quick, because your liberal friends are going to deliberately misunderstand this. Here's the lie.
There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about
it is.
People with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So
okay. Oh, it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about asylum seekers. That's just them getting to Medicaid. It ain't no big deal. Who are the asylum seekers? 100% of the people who turn themselves in at the border. About 80% of the 12 million. The others snuck over and didn't turn themselves in. Wait a minute. So everybody who turned themselves in at the border is an asylum seeker? Yeah. He doesn't mention that. See the sleight of hand? Yeah, and what they're given is a notice to appear before Joe Biden turns them loose in the country. The difference is under Trump had it under control. He had a remain in Mexico policy. You couldn't come into country. You had to wait over there for your asylum hearing. Joe Biden said, hey, come on in. We'll pay for everything. And yeah, just wait here. Have a baby, maybe three. Do you have your Democrat voter card? We did find 30,000 of them on the rolls in Arizona. So what the heck? Why not? Swing state, by the way. So listen to the lie again now that you understand it.
There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's about people with asylum seekers and people with temporary protected status, et cetera, but about their ability to get Medicaid. So they're non-citizens. Why even include that? There is this provision, and it's not about undocumented immigrants. It's
See?
About people.
Oh, they're not undocumented. No, they got a notice to appear in court for their deportation hearing. That's what they're counting as the documentation. Oh, no. See, those are the asylum seekers. Well, which illegal immigrants are the asylum seekers? All of them. All of them who turned themselves in at the border, roughly 80% of the 12 million who came over. See the sleight of hand? So what did you just hear there now that I explained to you? This is remarkable. They know. Jake Tapper knows they're all getting to Medicaid. He knows it. But he's trying to fool his sheeple and confuse them. Oh, I heard on CNN. No, it's not. No, they're not undocumented, these people on Medicaid. They're just asylum seekers. Yes, they're all asylum seekers. Fake Tapper. So we're making great progress, and we're about to go on a Doge-cutting firing spree. I can't wait to hear the shrieks and howls of pain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, what I predicted for years would happen is happening right in front of our faces. This is the Russian Revolution playbook I've talked about ad nauseum. Russian Revolution lasted 20 years. Took that Marxist that long to take over. The reason the Democrats are using this playbook, instead of, say, the Chinese playbook for Marxist takeover, is because, like Russia at the time, we are a heavily armed people with a lot of military training in the civilian base. There's not enough of them to defeat us in a fight. It would be over very quickly. So you have to resort to terrorism. And that's what they did during the Russian Revolution. 20 years of Marxist guerrillas who started off with attacks on police, throwing acid in their face. It was very popular. They even had a group like Black Lives Matter that the then equivalent of the Republicans in the Russian parliament were funding because they thought it was protection money. They thought they wouldn't get hurt. As these thugs got more and more powerful, the police feared them, judges feared them, and juries feared them because if you voted to convict them, they would show up at your house and murder you in front of your family, torture you first. Such fear swept through. They did this 22,000 times. They'd come to your house. In fact, the torturers, a lot of them were female, oddly. They were just brutal. They were Marxist torturers. Come to your house, they do terrible things to you in front of your family. They began to fear them. Nobody could convict them in courts of law. When they decided to come to your house and terrorize you, terrorize your neighborhood, burn things down, the police wouldn't come. And that is how a small, relative to the population, band of people were able to subdue an entire population. The Soviets did not take over through the will of the people. They took over through terror. And a key part of that is the police not responding. That is why I have been like white on rice on what is going on in Portland and in LA, where the police do not respond. Period. End of memo. And that is why Trump had to send the guard into LA. It had gotten to the point where ICE agents can't come and go from the building to work because the Antifa thugs, true to the Russian Revolution, have the building surrounded, hurl things at them, beat them, spit on them, and then try to block the doors, causing a fire hazard. Police not allowed to respond by Mayor Karen Bass, and Trump had to go in and break it up. That's happening in Portland right now. I've played you the audio extensively. In fact, there's a lawsuit against Portland police because they will not respond for any reason to the roughly two blocks that Antifa occupies.
Every night it happens, Sandra. And, you know, this is happening just outside of an ICE facility with hundreds of Portland residents living in apartments right across the street. And Portland police will not engage out of some fear that it will be perceived as helping ICE in violation of the sanctuary's law.
So they don't respond. Now the Portland police chief, now that Trump's saying, okay, after months of this, I'm going to do something. Now the Portland police chief is lying. Saying, I know. We only let him run wild in like one block. It's okay.
But I just want to emphasize, this is one city block. City of Portland is about 145 square miles. This is one city block. And even the events that are happening down there do not rise to the level of attention that they are receiving. You know, 30-second, 20-second, 15-second clips that are brought in from months ago or maybe even years ago.
Yeah, there's a problem with that, Chiefy. The Katie Davenport video. She's out there peacefully covering, and she's a reporter, peacefully covering Antifa, assaulting people, assaulting ICE agents, throwing things into buildings, terrorizing people, violating noise ordinances. They do around the clock. One of them tried to blind her with a flagpole. It's brutal. You should see the video. Here's how that went. An unidentified at the time, we now know who she is, female protester hit her in the face with a Palestinian flagpole. I mean, it's not a smile. She jabbed her right in the arm. She tried to blind her, resulting in a black eye. Katie Davenport, the reporter, and another journalist pursued the suspect for 35 minutes. She entered an Antifa safe house. Everybody knew where she was, alerted to Portland police officers multiple times, but no arrest made, as Portland police officers cited safety concerns and declined to enter the Antifa safe house. So we're living the summer of love all over again. So folks, understand, on the streets of Portland, around the ICE facility, the law is Antifa, and Antifa is the law. Katie was on Jesse Waters last night, and Jesse finally came to the conclusion I came to months ago.
I can't believe I'm even saying this, but have formed some sort of alliance with Antifa?
Oh, absolutely. Their whole agenda is to get ICE out of Portland. So they're trying to shield the public from what's going on down on the ground. But I have 4 months worth of video footage showing warlike scenes happening here. And none of that footage is from 2020. But then you have Portland Police Chief Bob Day saying, oh, the videos that you guys are seeing are from 5 years ago. They're absolutely not. We have the evidence to back it up. And how dare he do that?
So yes, Jesse Waters is correct. The Portland police have formed an alliance with Antifa. We saw this in the Russian Revolution. We know how it ends. Here's Ben Berquam, another reporter, covering all this on the ground.
I just want to kind of show you, paint the picture of what's going on. Speaking of that, so Antifa comes out at night. During the day, you got these NGOs, and that's what's happening right here. You got these leftist NGOs that are aiding and abetting illegal aliens. So you have illegal aliens that are coming in for their court appearances. Then you have these leftist NGOs that come out and meet with them and provide them legal aid. And then there are also part of the networks that are telling illegals when ICE is coming to their communities. It's all a coordinated effort. It all goes back to the mainstream media, like you said, that's providing aid and comfort as well, covering up the story, telling the lies. And then you have the local community that's having to live with it.
Yes. So that's where we are this morning. It's happening in Portland, just as I told you. And if you want, I mean, on X, it's amazing watching Katie Davenport on video get assaulted. There is a Portland police officer right there. He's not an actual officer. He's with the police, but he's a negotiator. Sees the whole thing. Won't do a thing. Because they're Antifa. They are better than. They are above. They are the law around the ICE facility in Portland. And we need to take it back because I don't want to live the Russian Revolution. This will spread beyond Chicago, LA, and Portland if we let it. Ma'am Donnie wins in New York. Antifa will be untouchable. This is their model, folks. The one I've warned you about since Barack Obama was in the Oval Office and I started doing this show. This was their plan. Get rid of the police, defund them, then replace them with black bloc street thugs loyal to the Democrat Party and have them be the police. You are watching what I told you was coming right now in the streets of Portland. It's a top 10 in the country story right now. The whole country recoiling in horror hearing the 911 tapes from the Irina Zhurskaya murder. Finally released despite foot dragging for the Democrat leadership in Charlotte. And it's shocking because she survived a bomb shelter in Russia, came here, but could not survive Democrat policies. It's real commentary on what a city ends up like. Homicide rates doubled in 4 years when you got a Democrat mayor and a Democrat-controlled city council. It's chaos. But you know what's ironic? I mean, really ironic. Logan Federico left Charlotte, a place she didn't seem to have a hard time surviving, and came here and didn't pull that off. Brutally murdered by a guy, Alexander Dickey, with a far more serious and much longer record than the killer of Irina Zhurskaya. Am I saying it's worse in South Carolina? You bet I am. So I wanted to update you. Can you help me out here? I need your help. So a lot of people listen to the show. Do any of you know Judge Edward Miller? I'd like to talk to the judge. Yes, because the problem here is that unlike Zhurskaya's killer, Alexander Devante Dickey should have gone to prison for 25 years. We have this thing called suspended sentences. So when he broke into about a dozen vehicles, the judge gave him his first sentence. And then when he was convicted of burglary, he got another 5-year sentence. And then when he was convicted of burglary again, he got another 10-year sentence from Judge Edward Miller. Now, all this started in 2014. But Logan was murdered in May. What was he doing out? Well, judges have this special power in South Carolina, which says you plead guilty and then you get sentenced to 10 years, 10 years, and 5 years across 3 separate cases, but the judge can suspend it so you don't have to go to prison. But the deal's supposed to be if you violate your probation, you go to prison. If you commit 2 more crimes, you're supposed to go to prison. But Judge Edward Miller just kept giving him more suspended sentences. So he was able to break in and shoot her while she was naked on her knees in the face. And I just want to get comment from Judge Miller so he can explain to me what his thinking was there. And I very politely sent him an information request, invited him on the show. He is ignoring your humble host. Is that rude or what? So if you know Judge Edward Miller, he's sitting on the bench, probably getting ready to go to work today here in Greenville. Could you tell him to please get back to me? He sees the email. I know he does. Sir, it's the one in your inbox that says Logan Federico murder. Could you open it and respond? I want to hear your point of view. I want to give you a chance to defend yourself and really explain to the public how this is possible. What were you thinking, sir? You could have sent him to prison. Instead, you gave him another 10-year sentence and suspended it and let him walk out of that courtroom. A woman is dead. We need comment, okay? I'm a nice person. Could you respond to my email, Judge? Because I'm not letting go of this, okay? So it'd be easier if you just respond. Cool. I'll check my inbox.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.